All right, everybody, this is important. There is a hidden provision in Trump's big, ugly bill that would essentially make him the king, and they released the 1,000-page bill only a few hours before Republicans and Democrats had a chance to vote. So someone had to skim through in a very deep manner to find this, and we're going to expose it all throughout this video. So sit back, drop a like, and let's jump in. All right, after we watched Trump desperately wander around Capitol Hill trying to get the final few House Republicans to fall in line, they finally passed the big ugly bill, or he calls it the big beautiful bill, but it will come at a big ugly cost to American taxpayers, to the working class, and to the most vulnerable populations. I want to break this bill down in a little bit more detail and then read this Robert Reich article that reads, "The hidden provision in the big ugly bill that makes Trump king. Don't let this happen." He said, "Friends, I've been following with a mixture of dismay and disgust at Trump's one big ugly bill soon to emerge from the House. But I want to alert you to one detail inside that's especially alarming. With one stroke, it would allow Trump to crown himself king. We'll revisit this in 1 second, but I want to talk a little bit more about the largest upward transfer of wealth in American history. And that's not even a platitude. Genuinely, there has been no bill in the history of America that benefits the rich this much while also hurting the most vulnerable populations. House Republicans voted to advance a bill in the middle of the night at 1 a.m. that would offer lavish tax cuts for the rich while slashing benefits for the poor. If I were scripting a movie with an evil villain, I wouldn't even make the villains this evil. Like, you can't write this. This is insane. House Republicans worked through the night to advance a massive piece of legislation that might, if enacted, carry out the largest upward transfer of wealth in American history. Now, we don't know if the Senate's going to pass this for a few reasons. Number one, the Senate would essentially lose their power. It would make Trump the king over courts and over Congress. We'll visit that in 1 second. But also, this would hurt many constituents in red states, in red districts. So senators who, you know, have represent states that have a lot of vulnerable populations could get voted out. That is not a side effect of the legislation. That is the central purpose of the legislation, the transfer of wealth. The big, beautiful bill would pair huge cuts to food assistance and huge cuts to health insurance for low-income Americans with even larger tax cuts for affluent ones. It's economics 101. When you provide tax cuts to the rich, that is a loss in revenue to help our services continue. You're losing money going into the government, so you have to make up that money somehow. You do that by cutting what Republicans would refer to as quote-unquote handouts, but they're actually just safety nets to allow people to be caught in the safety nets, because America, which should be the best country in the world, should treat our citizens with a little bit of respect. Hakeem Jeffries, the House Minority Leader, warned that the bill's passage would mark the moment Republicans ensured the loss of their majority in the midterm elections. But we have to continue to work to make that happen. Really quickly, if you made it this far in the video, I keep getting comments that say, "Hey, Adam, I've been watching since 200,000 subs, and I just realized I was not subscribed, but I'm fixing that now." Make sure you scroll down, hit that subscribe button, and let's check out this clip of me talking to Senator Warren about the same bill yesterday. She puts it very cleanly.
The very short version is billionaires win, everybody else loses. This tax code that Elon Musk is supporting right now would make history in the following way. It would be the biggest in U.S. history transfer of wealth from the poorest people, the hardest working people in this country, to the richest people ever before in history in a single bill. That's what it would do. And here's the short version of it. It would, for example, cut healthcare for 14 million Americans so that a handful of billionaires could get more tax giveaways. Think of it this way. This bill says they're going to take away health care from your aunt who needs a little help in being able to afford her health care so that there will be more money for Elon Musk to be able to do whatever weird experimental health skin things he is doing. It will let little babies not get the health care they need so that Mark Zuckerberg can buy another Hawaiian island. It will let your grandma who's in a nursing home. She loses her support and either has to move out on the street or move back into the dining room.
Insane.
In order for Jeff Bezos to be able to buy his third yacht.
Absolutely wild. Again, it's the largest wealth transfer in American history. And just to go to this Robert Reich post really quickly, because I think this one is important. Just to run you through some central points without reading the entire post, it says, as you know, Trump has been trying to neuter the courts by ignoring them. The Supreme Court told Trump to facilitate the return of Kilmer Abrego Garcia. Trump essentially thumbed his nose at the court by doing nothing. Lower federal courts have told him to stop deporting migrants. Again, he doesn't follow. Judge James Boasberg issued a temporary restraining order saying that Trump has to stop flying individuals to a prison in El Salvador without due process. Judge Boasberg then found that Trump willfully disregarded his order. What can the courts do in response to Trump's open defiance of judges and justices? The courts have one power to make their order stick: holding federal officials in contempt and enforcing such contempt citations against them. Enforcing a contempt citation means fining or jailing the Trump lawyers who argue before them and possibly invoking contempt all the way up the line to Trump. Boasberg said that if Trump's legal team does not give the dozens of Venezuelan men sent to the Salvadoran prison a chance to legally challenge their removal, which is a habeas petition, he'll begin contempt proceedings against the admin. In a separate case, U.S. District Judge Paul Zinnes demanded that Trump explain why it is not complying with the Supreme Court order to facilitate the release. So what's next? Will the Supreme Court and lower courts hold the admin in contempt and enforce contempt citations? Not if the big ugly bill is enacted. There is one new provision now hidden in the bill. Quote, no court of the United States may use appropriated funds to enforce a contempt citation for failure to comply with an injunction or temporary restraining order if no security was given when the injunction or order was issued. Translated, no federal court may enforce a contempt citation because they won't have access to the mechanisms, the funding. They will be stripped of the funding to enforce these contempt citations. Sorry. Obviously, writes Robert Reich, courts need appropriated funds to do anything because Congress appropriates money to enable the courts to function. That's the mechanism with which they can actually file contempt citations. To require a security or a bond to be given in civil proceedings seeking to stop alleged abuses would effectively immunize such conduct from judicial review because those seeking such court orders generally don't have the resources to post a bond. Hence, with the stroke of a pen, this new bill would remove the judiciary's capacity to hold officials in contempt. One lawyer from UC Berkeley writes, without the contempt power, judicial orders are meaningless and can be ignored. There is no way to understand this except as a way to keep the Trump admin from being restrained when it violates the Constitution or otherwise breaks the law. This would be a stunning restriction on the power of the federal courts. The Supreme Court has long recognized that the contempt power is integral to the authority of the federal courts. And to continue, I want to read this final article that goes into the actual deficit implications. We've talked about a few things, in my opinion. We've talked about the redistribution of wealth from the most vulnerable populations. I led with that because that's one that I think is most important to talk about right now. I also talked about the hidden provision that makes Trump the king, but what is the actual effect on our deficit? House Republicans have passed a sweeping multi-trillion dollar tax break package, a narrow victory for Trump, but is it a victory if it wipes out their midterm chances? The U.S. president's allies on Capitol Hill have celebrated its passage, but a lot of Republicans were holding out. Now listen, there is a no tax on tips part, but Democrats then fiercely opposed the part of the bill. They said, quote, children will get hurt, women will get hurt, older Americans who rely on Medicaid for nursing home care or for home care will get hurt, said House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Quote, people with disabilities who rely on Medicaid to survive will get hurt. Hospitals in your district will close. Nursing homes will shut down. The next day, a statement from the White House warned that the admin would see a failure to pass the bill as an ultimate betrayal. But listen to this. The legislation, however, comes with a massive price tag. It is estimated to add $5.2 trillion to the U.S. debt and increase the budget deficit by about $600 billion in the next fiscal year. That is an eye-popping figure. Those eye-popping figures and the prospect of ballooning interest payments on the debt were among the reasons that the financial rating agency Moody's downgraded the U.S. credit rating last week. The lengthy document of over 1,000 pages was released just hours before lawmakers were asked to vote on it, meaning there could be other provisions and line items yet to be discovered. This is wild. We need to be applying pressure on our senators not to pass this bill, telling them do not pass it. If you made it this far in the video, make sure you drop a like. I appreciate each and every single one of you. I appreciate each second that you spend with me on a day-to-day basis to help spread the truth, and let's continue to fight the good fight. Love you all, and peace out.